Offensive in Gaza.
Over the past day, ground, air, and naval forces have struck over 250 terror targets in Gaza.
Israeli spokesperson Ilan Levy. Qatar calls for another pause in fighting are not likely this Sunday, as there doesn't seem to be any will to do so. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terror group.
Hoy comienza una nueva era en Argentina.
Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, said the road to rebuilding the country has begun after being sworn into office on Sunday, saying his predecessors had left the country without funds and on the path to hyperinflation. The outsider, libertarian, a former TV pundit, has ridden a wave of voter anger at triple-digit inflation, tumbling foreign currency reserves, and rising poverty amid the South American country's worst economic crisis in more than 20 years. Also, despite saying on the campaign trail that climate change is a hoax, he said Argentina would stick to the Paris Climate Accords.
The oil and gas industry must align around our North Star of keeping 1.5 within reach.
That's COP28 President Sultan Al-Jaber on December 2nd. Today, with only 2 days to go, U.S. Senator Ed Markey says the oil industry is trying to block a clear statement on phasing out fossil fuel.
OPEC does not want to phase out fossil fuels. They made that very clear yesterday.
Senator Markey said young people should be afraid. This is VOA News. Ukraine has moved the first trucks to Poland by rail, bypassing a blockage of the land border by Polish truck drivers. Ukrainian President Zelensky is in Argentina to meet with the presidents of Paraguay, Ecuador, and Uruguay. Three Hong Kong pro-democracy activists were arrested on Sunday just before voting began in a patriots-only district election. Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports the rules have marginalized formerly popular opposition figures in the city amid a national security crackdown.
At least three pro-democracy groups, including moderates and even some pro-Beijing figures, failed to secure enough nominations. Hong Kong Chief Executive John Lee said after he cast his ballot, the district councillors will take care of the interests of the community because they are patriots participating in and servicing our community. The regulation changes further narrow electoral freedoms in the former British colony. It returned to Chinese rule in 1997. The crackdown under a 2020 China-imposed national security law has led to arrests of former district councillors and the disbandment of major opposition parties.
Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan, who says some Western governments say the China-imposed national security law has been used to crack down on dissidents. Human rights activists led about 2,000 people in a rally in Phnom Penh on Sunday to mark Human Rights Day and call for the release of detained activists and political prisoners. U.S. Ambassador to Cambodia, Patrick Murphy.
The United States is committed to the Cambodian people and your aspirations for a more prosperous and democratic country where all voices are respected.
Some participants marched from the Parliament building to Democracy Square, where a ceremony with the setting up of a justice scales took place, and foreign diplomats were present. The children of Nobel Peace Prize winner Narges Mohammadi collected their mother's award at a ceremony in Oslo on Sunday.
The Nobel Peace Prize for 2023 goes to Narges Mohammadi for her courageous fight for freedom and human rights over three decades.
She is in jail in Iran. They read a speech which they smuggled out of the jail. This is VOA News.
Music now. VOA 1.